Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, Radio Land. It's awesome to be with you. It's good to know that there are so many incredible people out there doing the right thing. Tragedy. That there are just a handful who hold us all back. Such a simple mathematical equation out there. But we got people pleasers and pussy pants. We got the people who have an expectation that a president should be able to save us from destruction. And you know, their assumption isn't wrong, but their reasoning might not quite be right. Do you know that if a president would slash the federal budget in half, we would all be better off? Now, that may seem crazy, but first off, you'd get a tax cut. Secondly, the geniuses that worked tirelessly to solve problems would get their inventions to us more quickly. And the price of everything would go down and values would go up. Your standard of living would increase. Terrorism and crime would go down. Because in a good economy, nobody's doing crime because they're getting paid in real time. This underground economy that we've had forever could just stop being underground. There are people in every nation that make money that the governments of those nations have no way to control. For instance, the computer industry came along, moved so quick that Congress couldn't get their hands on it. Oh, boy, were they trying. I was young then, and I thought, how ridiculous. Why would they hold it back? What the heck? If we're going to do international trade that quickly, why would they want to hurt our country by stopping it from moving so fast? Let it go. You know, they couldn't figure out how to do it. But yet, those people pleasers and pussy pants in politics still think that we care that much about them, and it's kind of obvious we do somehow. Because there are people that over the last 24 hours have poked more fun at their friends, shot daggers at those who don't believe in voting with them, that it's ridiculousness. We've learned to be people pleasers by becoming selfless beings, a conscious being, would do what's right for themselves. And in doing what's right for themselves, the rest of the world would benefit. Isn't that beautiful? So if you're not focused in your spare time on doing something that's good for you that will also benefit others, simply change what you're doing. That's my tip for the day today. Because we've learned to be people pleasers and pussy pants. Yeah, we have. I just got to call it out for what it is. And it's up to you to go along with that or not. I don't care. But we've learned to be selfless and believe that the way we elect people today is benefit for us. It's not. It's not. You can hear all the chaos about our presidential candidates. But we're not hearing about all the incredible values that are being created every single day while those people are running that are making our life better. Hello? The social good government that we have in America has caused us a major problem. and the people pleasers and the pussy pants continue to run the nation when it is these wonderful geniuses that bring us values to life. My love goes out to my friend Roy and to his family for the loss of beautiful Arabella. Arabella used to come on the radio show. She was from across the water. She loved to write. She was a deep thinker. She loved her children, but she wasn't healthy. And she has died, and it's a tragedy. There are people praying for Roy. And a prayer is simply a thought that goes out for goodness for someone. But to me, it's a tragedy that this beautiful young lady, so full of life, so full of love, I've yet to encounter the value of death. I have encountered many people living the value of life. And I support the geniuses in the medical, technology, scientific community that are working to find a cure to aging. And in finding a cure to aging, they will find cures to many diseases that kill people every day. Politicians do not support life, give life. Their force on those industries I just spoke of take lives every day. And so those of you that are still talking politics, that's okay. That's your big deal. I don't understand it because I'm for life and politicians, but they certainly do things that cause the end of life. And we're seeing some corruption they even do. And will it impact the people? Maybe not. Hillary's looking bad, so they make Bill look good. Bring Bill back to the White House. Well, bringing anyone into the White House that's going to take force on your life will not bring the cure to aging. The greatest killer of all times, and it should be our role to save our own species from the tragedy of death. That should be our number one goal. And sometime we'll realize that there are those that have that in mind, and we'll realize that we could vote differently. We weren't awake enough to know. We just continued to vote the way we were taught to vote because we were taught to be selfless people. And when we decide that our lives matter, that all lives matter, we would no longer vote in the people that take from us. We would vote in the people that were concerned, honestly concerned about curing aging. And I stand with those who serve, live their lives to cure aging. I just have to call that out because it's just a tragedy to me to see yet one more person die this week. There's nothing right about death, not really. We've been told things to make us feel better in that time of loss. Nothing really makes it feel better and never will because a love that we shared is gone. I'm calling for a love revolution. It's time to get behind the geniuses of society who work to save lives, not those who every day take from the paychecks, the properties, the contracts of all individuals in a nation and call that fair. People pleasers and pussy pants, you don't need to be one. What matters most is what you do with your life. Stop. Stop putting others down. Stop talking. Just go ahead and spend your free time doing something you love and watch yourself get better at it and improve the whole world along with yourself, because you've got to come first. So if you're one who likes to try to make everybody happy, you may have found that's a very lofty goal. We have to make ourselves happy, and we make ourselves happy creating values in our own lives. That's how we do it. And people recognize happiness, and they want to hang out with happiness. When I hear people screaming and shouting about each other, putting each other down, calling each other out, I think, wow. Reflections of stress and the value of love. The value of love. Love sits ever so gently on those who create a value, bring a value to the world, experience happiness and share it in love. And I got a hand up. Good morning, 818.
Good morning. Happy Marvelous Monday to you. I feel the love in your voice. And
hey,
I see it in your face.
Good morning. My, do you ever sleep? I think about that. I look in Facebook and I go, oh, my gosh, awake again, still awake. And listen to you. You sound so refreshed and excited about life because you care about
life too. Thank you.
You're
well, I enjoyed hearing a little bit. I didn't get to hear the beginning of the show, and I must say something. I had a hard time getting on because insurance company, Farmers Insurance, put something over your page and couldn't let me open it.
Bust through it. Oh, I'll tell you. Ads, right? Ads, ads.
Right on
ads.
Top of yours.
Mm-hmm. So,
I figured it out. I had to use my brain.
Good.
I figured it out. Yeah, I found you. So.
Finally found that little tiny X somewhere to get rid of the ad, right?
Yes. So, little. No, so I couldn't do it that way. I went back to history and pressed on the computer and got you because they wouldn't let me do anything. Yeah. So here I am.
That might explain. That might explain a little lower numbers today. So to all of you that got through somehow, some way today, you're little geniuses. You figured something out for yourselves. Oh, my, do you think we can all do that and not even have to have politicians? We could.
Oh.
The geniuses solve everything, and the geniuses bring us health. They bring us the arts. They bring us science. They bring us computers. And they're the unsung heroes, and I can't believe people talking about politics. And, yeah, I'm hurting today because a lady that used to come on my show from overseas has passed away. She was young, and another friend of mine married her.
Oh.
And will be taking care of her beautiful children. And I just look at it and go, you know, I can't really find anything I believe in that's good about death. I've not known
me
enough
either.
Other than things I've heard from people that might happen in the afterlife. So I can't find anything beautiful about death.
Well, the only thing I can say, they're not suffering anymore. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, the thing is, as the people that bring us health cures, things like that, are held back by politics, we have no idea how many cures to diseases get squelched on some bureaucrat's desk that could have saved us from dying, right? So
yeah.
I look at how people are talking politics right now like they're the savior. But the real saviors in the world are the conscious people that put their love into something that they're good at and come up with solutions. And all the politicians can talk about is problems, and they don't have the solutions because they're part of the problem. They hold back those cures to diseases.
A friend of mine, she's voting for one of the candidates because she's afraid of diseases and health. She says, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. And I agree with her. I see with my family.
Right, but see, no matter which candidate gets there, as long as they have the power of force in our lives, the power to have their, how many people, they're the largest employer in the nation, the federal government is.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as their people can hold back cures, neither one of them is setting us free.
She feels quarantine is like way back when, Ellis Island, quarantine. You know, check these people out before you let them freely into the country if they have diseases. That's what she's, she's still fearful of.
There's something to that, but the bigger problem is that there's cures to diseases that don't make it to the masses.
That's
so even
also.
If those people had a disease, if the geniuses were set free to get them to the market more quickly or to get them to the market, period, because how many things go in to the big machine that never make it out that could have saved a life? Way too many.
A simple little thing like a Band-Aid.
We're talking about a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And the gaping wound is that it doesn't matter which party gets there as long as they're going to continue the power over the people through their budget. No matter which party gets there, the budget remains the same because it's all based on social good. But it's the geniuses in society who put their love out into something they can do, and they make that value come true through business. And then they honestly do business. And so,
not only
you
business.
Know, we're still focused on nothing that really matters instead of focusing on making sure that those geniuses that have cures can get them to the market quickly. That's the problem. It's not about immigration. That's just
I agree with
to
you.
Take our mind
but that's what this person
off.
Believes in. She believes it so strongly. And she has a lot of fear. Now, I wanted to share this one because we can't do anything about the politics. Now, I happen to know a person, a mom and a daughter, who I met at a charity event, and the charity event was about leadership for children because bullying is very prominent now. And so at this program, I met this wonderful woman, Shalay Woodley, and she is an activist for the Native Americans. I don't have to go to every detail about that, but the mom who's behind this and the daughter, they're looking at this way as things are coming about because of this movement. The Native Americans who were once not, were enemies with each other, are now coming together in history. That is a good thing. And people are sharing with each other, coming together for this movement of believing that oil, you can't drink oil and water
rights.
No, you
can't drink oil. But who holds back the free energy and the green energy that could come to us? Who holds that back?
The government. It's not even going.
Right.
What they're fighting about is not even for our country. It's the debt for, you know that, right, for China and Japan, which is hard for me to believe it, that that's why the government's not going to do anything about this problem, because they need them. They have to owe the debt to the Japan and China with the human resources.
Well, and it's more than just human resources. It's
the water.
It's the fact that without big business,
mm-hmm.
government doesn't survive.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Right? And so they have to be behind them, because that's how they survive, is by the politically motivated business people. Yet there are so many business people that are not politically motivated or stirred by politics. Yet, you see, without the big money, politicians wouldn't get reelected. And so
that's
we
true.
The people, the masses, okay, the billions, okay, there's a small portion of people that are known as a ruling class. That's the people that make the rules, work within those rules, and take through those rules, regulations, laws, codes, okay? That's
mm-hmm.
called a ruling class. Very small percent of the population. Then there's the billions of us in the non-ruling class that include men and women of all races, all religions, or no religion, who are in that non-ruling class, who continue to support that very small portion of the population who takes from every one of us. There's only one separation of our species, just like all others. We have male-female. There's no other divide except that which is created by human beings. They make stuff up. Okay, I don't separate myself from the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I can separate myself from a male. because he's different than me.
Not
That's
really.
I think so,
and yet I don't think so. I think we're all
one tribe. But I don't separate. I'm just saying he's different than I am. He's freaking going upward and onward. That's the way he's built, sister, and he's happy going there, okay? He
loves
going
there. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm thinking
of... We take the men in because we're built that way.
Oh, I see.
We have these big old hearts that they sway us emotionally into issues of divide. And it's those issues of divide that keep our mind off of what politics is doing to us, that ruling class. You see,
there is,
if we get off with that, get on with it, and go into a love revolution, meaning men and women are equally qualified to create something of value to prosper and live happily, period. Men and women, making us equal. Because men are sensitive too.
Men can be sensitive, though they don't want to admit it, and they have open hearts, and they have kindness and all of this. But they also
have to... And
who do
they feel their emotions through? Us. Because we take the world in and we express it.
I see what you're saying.
Through our very being. Okay, but so when you separate people by anything beyond male and female, which is a natural divide, nothing we're going to change, you have power over the people.
Yes.
So see, now as we're focused on the oil, the bad oil, the big oil, the whatever, we're not focused on the politics that kills people every day because they hold back cures to diseases.
Yes.
Okay, so my heart goes out to all individuals. I'm from the West. I have Indian friends. I have friends in all races. But I don't divide them by that like some people are choosing to do right now. Okay.
Well,
I feel bad that years back this nation had people that were going and trying to settle the West because they were forced out because of their beliefs even. And that those people killed people at night and blamed it on the Indians. I feel bad about that. But nobody talks about that.
Or how they
took people
away from their families and wanted
to... They took those children and killed the adults so they could grow a religion. People don't ever talk about that, okay? And blamed it on the Indians, but they were the white man pretending to be the Indians at night while they waited for them to all get hunkered down to sleep, and they went in and killed all the adults and any children that were old enough to remember what they saw.
Gosh.
And took those babies for their own and blamed it on the Indians. You see, I'm concerned about that kind of...
And what about the other side of it?
I'm concerned about the smallpoxes. The smallpox put in their blankets that killed those people.
Yes, I was just going to say that. And what about they took away from their families to re-educate them? But that's why to this day, I'll just share one positive thing. It's called Healing the Hearts. And Philip Lane... I met him I didn't meet him, but I called a number on a YouTube and I spoke to his wife and she told me about her husband. And he was married first to a Native American who's one of the women who was child taken away from her family, put into one of these schools to reprogram her, tortured her. And what came from this is to this day, before their eating was organic, on the land, they didn't have processed food. They were a different type of people than they are today. And because of it, I'll just share one thing. They weren't allowed to see their children unless they converted to Christianity. And then they were allowed to see their families. So to this day, I've gone to powwows. And in the powwows, this is a way they can keep their traditions. It was like a secret thing by gathering together through the music and dance. And this in the stories, it tells the children about their traditions because they're not openly allowed to speak it. And because of what they've gone through.
It is tragic.
Huh?
That is so tragic, right?
So tragic. And what about the drinking and all of that all the things that goes on, it all comes back to their ancestors. So they came. This man came up with this video, and it's for any people that, not only Native Americans, anyone who's gone to trauma or anything that, you know, they might need help with.
And what is the guy's name? Because we've only got like 3 minutes left.
Healing the Hearts. Healing the Hearts by Philip Lane. And if you look at it, it may make you cry. It may help you. But this is what they're doing and watching it. And it makes them feel like they're not alone in this world, and this is a positive thing that could come from it by this video.
So, freely. But here we go again. You know, we're only still producing oil as our means for energy, which we all use. None of us really want to go back to living in teepees or out on the plains crossing them. But until we set the geniuses free in society by stopping the force of government, the first force in our lives, on our paychecks, on our properties, on our persons, comes from government. Whether it's the education of someone's children, whether it's the taking from their paycheck, whether it's the taking from their properties, even though the properties have been paid for years, they still take taxes on them. That stuff has to stop. We're focused on emotional issues that would stop happening if we could stop the force of government. And that has gone on for thousands of years in all societies, and it is the downfall of all societies. When we decide we're tired of that force, the first force, the initiatory force, we won't have to focus on healing hearts because the stress will go away, the crime that occurs. And so I appreciate that you've given us the Healing Hearts to check out. Everyone, you've heard that. Check out Healing Hearts. See what it's about. I haven't checked into it, but I'm going to go ahead and check it out. His name was, what was his name again?
Philip Lane.
Philip Lane. Okay, everyone. So,
L-A-N-E.
You know, go check it out. It's always good to see what else is out there, because anyone that is trying to help people get beyond stress and to feel love should be appreciated. And I'm just calling out that, you know, we got an election coming up, and both parties have the power of force in your life. Their budget is how they do it. The social good programs that they create that keep people trapped for generations is not helping, whether it's our own or the natives that got sucked into it. We have to unite together to end the force in our lives, and then we will have pure love, freedom, wealth, health, happiness. We'll have it all. We'll have it all. And I love that you came on. I appreciate your being.
Thank you. Why don't you go run for president? We need a different woman in the that's running. If you were running, I would vote for you.
I'll run away from them all. I appreciate you. And go out and have an awesome day. Thanks for sharing with us.
Well, thank you for letting me come on and share my views. And I'm learning from you every time I come on the show and listen to
you
or see your post.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. I'll just share one thing. Sending vibrations of love to all.
Right. Vibrations of love, because they're very powerful. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care and have a good day, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. We have so much power. We turn it over. Pull it back. Create something valuable. I can be wrong. But I'm in my soul. I believe in the genius that can cure diseases and hold them back.